From Spark and Anvil and Cube Sensei, this is Cross and Edge, in Chapter 1 of the Cube Sensei cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5.
The Cubing Club practice room buzzed with the soft click-clack of spinning plastic. At one long table, a dozen kids practiced the CFOP method, their fingers a blur. At another, a smaller, quieter group practiced something called ZZ. In the middle of the room stood Leo, holding a scrambled cube like it was a fragile egg. He was new, and his solves took 3 minutes, not 30 seconds. He looked from one table to the other, completely lost. At the head of the CFOP table sat a focused solver named Cross. Every move Cross made was sharp and exact, like a builder laying bricks. At the head of the ZZ table sat Edge, a solver who moved with a smooth, flowing rhythm, like a dancer. They were the best, the fastest, the ones everyone watched. But they started their solves in completely different ways. Leo took a deep breath and walked between the two tables. Cross was staring at a cube, unmoving. Edge was staring at the ceiling, also unmoving. They were both getting ready. "Excuse me," Leo whispered. Both Cross and Edge opened their eyes. They looked at Leo, then at each other, and a small, knowing smile passed between them. "I have a question," Leo said, holding up his jumbled cube. "What's the right way to start?"
Cross gestured to an empty chair at the CFOP table. "Come here," Cross said, their voice calm and steady. "Let me show you my way." Leo sat down. Cross picked up a scrambled cube and turned it over slowly. "Before you build a house, you need a foundation, a strong one. Before you drive a car really fast, you need a good straight road. It's the same with the cube." Cross's fingers began to move. They weren't fast, not yet. They were careful. A white edge piece clicked into place, matching the white center, then another, and another. Cross explained each move in a low voice. "This piece is a corner of the foundation. It connects the white floor to the blue wall. This one connects the white floor to the red wall. See? They all have to line up perfectly." In less than 10 seconds, Cross had built a perfect white cross on one face of the cube. Each arm of the cross matched the color of the centerpiece beside it. It looked clean, strong, and organized. "Now the road is built," Cross said, setting the cube down. "From here, you can go fast, but you have to build the road first." Leo stared at the perfect cross. It made so much sense. You had to start with a solid base.
"A solid base is one way," a soft voice said. Leo turned. Edge was standing there, holding a cube loosely in one hand. "But what if you don't need a road? What if you just need a map?" Edge beckoned Leo over to the ZZ table. It was less cluttered. Edge sat down and held up the cube. "I don't worry about where the pieces are," Edge explained. "I only worry about which way they're facing. Are they flipped the right way up, or are they upside down? It's like checking all your road signs before you start a long trip. You don't want to find out halfway that your go sign is actually pointing at a wall." Edge's hands moved in a fluid, almost lazy-looking blur. Twists and turns that didn't seem to be building anything. The cube still looked like a total mess. But then Edge stopped. "There," they said. Leo looked at the cube. It still looked scrambled. "What did you do?" he asked. "All the edge pieces," Edge said, pointing to the 12 pieces between the corners, "are now facing the right way. They're oriented. I don't have to fix them later. The whole rest of the solve will be smooth because I took a moment to get my bearings." Edge smiled. "I orient first, then I can fly."
Leo went back to the small stool in the middle of the room, his head spinning faster than the cube's. He picked up his own puzzle. First, he tried Cross's way. He found a white and green edge piece and tried to connect it to the white center. But when he did, the green part didn't line up with the green center. He tried again and messed up a different piece. It was harder than it looked. Building the road was tricky. Frustrated, he put the cube down and tried to think like Edge.
He looked for edge pieces that were flipped wrong. But how could he tell? They all just looked like colored squares. He tried to do one of the moves Edge had shown him, but he immediately got lost. Which pieces were edges again? Were they facing up or down? He slumped in his chair. "I don't get it," he said to himself. "One of you builds something, the other one fixes something. How can they both be the first step? They feel like opposites." He looked from Cross's neat, structured table to Edge's calm, flowing one. He wanted to be fast. He wanted to solve the cube, and he felt like he had to choose a team before he even knew how to play the game.
Cross and Edge walked over and stood on either side of Leo's stool. They had heard his quiet frustration. "It's not about opposites, Leo," Cross said gently. "It's about the same thing," Edge agreed, their voice just as kind. Cross picked up Leo's cube. "I build a frame so the rest of the solve is stable," Cross explained, making the first move of the white cross. Edge put a hand on the cube and made a different move. "And I make sure all the windows are facing the right way before the walls go up," Edge said, "so the rest of the solve is smooth." "See?" Cross asked, looking at Leo. "My first step is getting the cube organized." "My first step is also getting the cube organized," Edge added with a smile. "We just have different ideas about what counts as tidy." Leo's eyes widened. He looked from Cross to Edge, and for the first time he saw what they meant. They weren't on different teams. They were just two guides pointing up the same mountain from different trailheads. The goal wasn't to build a cross or to orient edges. The goal was to prepare. "So, you organize before you race?" Leo asked. Cross and Edge nodded in unison. "You organize before you race," they said together.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cross and Edge. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.